A young Nicaraguan man is in hiding in Toronto because he's afraid to go back home. Alvaro Orozco is also afraid to show his face in Canada because he's there illegally. Now, this may not seem all that extraordinary until we tell you why Orozco fears returning to Nicaragua and why he can't stay in Canada. You see, Orozco says he's gay and homosexuality is against the law in Nicaragua. But Canadian officials turned down his request for asylum because they weren't convinced that Orozco is gay. Lorenda Redicop is covering the story in Toronto for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Lorenda, first, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Leanne.
How did this young man wind up in Canada?
Well, it's quite a long journey that he took. He's 22 years old now. He started out in Nicaragua, and then at the age of 12, he left Nicaragua walking and hitchhiking, made his way all the way through Central America, then ended up in Mexico for a while, where he stayed with a Christian family for a time. Then he made it to the United States illegally, and he was caught and was supposed to be deported, but he ended up staying with a Christian family there as well. And in the end, he was actually in the United States for 5 years. And then finally, he made it to Canada.
And so how old was he when he made it to Canada?
He would have been 19 years old.
All right. On what basis, then, did Canada's Immigration and Refugee Board conclude that he's not gay?
Well, he filed a refugee claim, and then was a hearing that took place in which there was one member of the Immigration and Refugee Board there, and it was a hearing by video conference, and that person decided that he just didn't prove that he was gay. Now, the question a lot of us ask, of course, is, well, how do you prove that you're gay? It seems odd for all of us to think, how do you prove that? Speaking to his lawyer now tells me it's things like, for example, if you're trying to plead refugee status on the basis of your religion, you show your, if there's some sort of card, if you have pictures, pictures from meeting with a group, well, he says that it's the same if you're trying to plea on the basis of your sexual orientation. So, for example, he could have shown pictures if he went to the Gay Pride Parade here in Toronto, for example. Or apparently at the time, he had an internet profile on some gay websites that could have been provided. Different things like that. At the time, however, he had a different lawyer who never gave any of that information.
You've met Alvaro Orozco. Why does he not want to go back to Nicaragua? I mean, we mentioned that homosexuality is against the law in Nicaragua, but did he express to you other fears about going back?
Well, he just said that he's scared. There has been press coverage, not only here in Canada about his case, but also in Nicaragua. His picture was on the cover of the newspapers there a few days. And so he's scared. He doesn't know what could happen to him as well, because he talks about being beaten by his father since a very young age. I'm sure that's also part of his fear.
What were your impressions of him? I mean, you met him, and the review board saw a videotape of him.
That's right. And one of the things that is always said about him is that he has a stutter, and it really gets a lot worse when he's nervous. And the interview that I did with him, it's true. I mean, at first, he didn't stutter, but when he talks about his story, when he talks about his past, it gets worse and worse. And it is difficult to keep having a conversation with him, because it really takes him a long time to express himself.
What exactly is going to happen at the hearing later this month?
There is another final decision coming. There is a possibility that he will be able to stay. However, since he's in hiding, because he is already supposed to be deported, and so his supporters and his lawyer told me that they're actually not sure if he's going to go, because you have to go to the border, near the border with the United States, to go pick up the decision. But their fear is that he will be picked up by border guards and deported. Actually, he'd first be deported to the United States, since that's where he entered.
Reporter Lorenda Redicop is following the case of Nicaraguan refugee Alvaro Orozco for the CBC in Toronto. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.